Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll welcome fall with a mostly sunny day, high around 80. He'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois lawmakers are returning to the state capitol today to tackle ethics legislation, but they might do more, as Sean Crawford reports.
Along with taking up a ban on pay-to-play politics, where state contractors reward those who gave them work by making campaign contributions, other financial issues could also be on the table. The governor's budget cuts have hit hard, with layoffs in state offices, reductions in services, and proposed shutdowns of some state parks and historic sites. The House already voted to restore money in some of those areas, but it's uncertain what the Illinois Senate will do. A spokesperson for the Senate President, Emil Jones, says anything is possible once legislators convene. On the ethics front, if the Senate goes along with the House and approves the campaign finance changes, they will become law. The governor has called a special session to deal with a broader ethics package, but few expect that will succeed. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Sangamon County Coroner has identified a female University of Illinois at Springfield student who was shot dead at a gas station as 46-year-old Linda Caldwell. Authorities say an autopsy is planned for today in the Springfield woman who was gunned down less than 2 miles from campus early yesterday. Police Lieutenant Chris Mueller says Caldwell was pronounced dead at a local hospital shortly after police arrived at the scene. Mueller says that detectives are following several leads. University police sent an email shortly after the shooting to faculty and staff advising that the campus housing office and counseling center are providing assistance through today to those affected by the shooting. A Coles County judge has found a doctor guilty of dozens of misdemeanor animal cruelty charges stemming from the mistreatment of horses. County animal officials testified that the underfed horses on Dr. Ernest Rose's farm near Charleston had to slog through mud to find water and were fed only moldy hay. Rose was charged in 2007 with nearly 200 misdemeanor offenses, including violation of owner's duties, cruelty to animals, and the improper disposal of dead animals. Circuit Judge Mitchell Schick found Rose guilty of most of the charges. The judge said the 72 horses found on Rose's farm were in distress for a number of weeks, if not months. Defense attorney Michael Tigg says he and Rose are disappointed in the ruling. Rose's sentencing is slated for November 21st. University of Chicago Nobel Economics Laureate Roger Myerson says he supports what might be the beginning of a growing and global emergency ban on short-selling financial stocks. Myerson says we need to think more creatively about ways to allow financial instruments to develop and grow, but at the same time to provide an atmosphere of confidence and trust among market participants. The Securities and Exchange Commission and its German, British, and Dutch counterparts all recently imposed emergency bans on various forms of short selling. They made the move to combat market manipulation and to help restore investor confidence. A farm family's donation will ensure that the rapidly developing southwest side of Champaign will have some natural space. Later today, the Champaign Park District breaks ground on a new 38-acre park just north of Windsor and Rising Roads. It'll be the district's first park featuring new playgrounds and lawns and more natural areas, including native plants. Spokeswoman Laura Otterberry says also it will be a vital feature of an area that will soon have lots of families.
We were very, very excited about the opportunity that it provided, particularly in this area of town that is experiencing a lot of residential development. So we were thrilled to have the opportunity to maintain and have some open space dedicated out there amongst all of that development.
The first phase of the Porter Family Park project will involve trails, a parking lot, and a small shelter, as well as the natural areas. It'll cost about $1 million to develop. Otterberry says future phases are up for discussion, but will revolve around environmental education. Officials from the Chinese American Museum of Chicago have vowed to open the facility again within a year. Part of the 3-year-old museum in the city's Chinatown was destroyed last week in a fire. Museum President Kim Tee estimates the restoration costs were around $1 million. Officials couldn't put a price tag on the museum pieces lost in the fire, but they say among the most valuable pieces were 23 boxes of silk items from the 1930s. Fire department officials say the cause of the blaze in the 4-story building is still unknown. Authorities say the 3rd and 4th floor were a total loss. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us in the waning hours of summer. Fall comes in this morning, Ed.
Yes, it does. Officially, meteorologically, maybe not. Climatologically, we're already in fall and have been since September 1st.
Since beginning of September, yeah.
And basically, what are all these terms we're throwing around? Well, meteorological, I look to more to the day-to-day variations in weather or weather. Mm-hmm. Climatological is looking at the longer-term weather, which is climate. Climatological fall is September, October, November. But what we have arriving this morning is astronomical fall.
All right. At 10:44, is that right? 10:44.